The political landscape shifts east today after Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders saw victories in Wisconsin last night. Sanders still faces a tough battle because of the delegate math, but it was his sixth straight victory. Here he is last night in Laramie, Wisconsin.
Do not tell Secretary Clinton she's getting a little nervous, and I don't want her to get more nervous. But I believe we've got an excellent chance to win New York and a lot of delegates in that state.
Ted Cruz also took a victory lap. Here he is in Milwaukee last night.
As a result of the people of Wisconsin defying the media, defying the pundits, I am more and more convinced that our campaign is going to earn the 1,237 delegates needed to win the Republican nomination.
Cruz took 48% of the vote. He's in the Bronx today, by the way. And a new national poll from Reuters out yesterday shows him basically tied with Trump nationally. So it's on to New York, which votes April 19th. Joining us now is Brian Mann from North Country Public Radio. He's in Saranac Lake in the Adirondack Mountains. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the Democrats. This is Hillary Clinton's adopted home state. She was a senator from New York. She has won, obviously, statewide, both on the Democratic side and also in a general election. But Sanders has got the momentum right now. What are the polls saying about what's happening in New York?
Well, it's tightening a lot. I mean, early on, and in fact, until very recently, it really looked like it was Hillary Clinton's state, safe turf for her. But Bernie Sanders has made a big push here. And, you know, he does have more roots here than people sort of credited before he made this real. He's from Vermont, right across Lake Champlain. Of course, he has roots down in New York City, and he's leveraged that really well. And he's definitely made this competitive. He's within about 10 points.
But I remember when Hillary Clinton was running for Senate that everyone said she has done a great job of gathering support in the rest of the state, not just New York City, that she's well-liked upstate. Is that the case still?
You know, there are really strongly mixed views of her up here. Of course, Republicans and conservatives view her with deep animosity, but she really did manage to sink deep roots into the Democratic and more progressive community in northern and western New York. She spent a lot of time up here. She brought her husband up here. And so what we've seen, and this is a big advantage for her in these final couple of weeks going into the April 19th primary, we've seen a lot of those people come out of the woodwork and say, we're going to work for Hillary Clinton. We're going to try to push her across the line. That's a big asset.
Bernie Sanders has spent this whole campaign attacking Wall Street. Does that play in the state of New York, home of Wall Street?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Wall Street is an easy target to thump on. And, this upstate New York has struggled economically. A lot of his populist message about how he's going to shift the economic dynamic, maybe bring, more of those manufacturing jobs back. That's played really well.
All right. Let's talk about the Republicans. And I want to go back to a debate that happened in January on the Fox Business Network. This is Donald Trump after Ted Cruz had attacked him for his, quote, New York values. And Trump talked about the smell of death that New York City endured after the September 11th attacks. Here he is.
We rebuilt downtown Manhattan, and everybody in the world watched, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
Give us the lay of the land on the Republican side right now.
Yeah, this is a really strong state for Donald Trump. This is a place where, you heard in that moment that was one of, maybe one of his finest moments in the campaign, where he really, stood up for the state. And, people forget also that he looked very hard at the idea of running for governor in 2014. And during that time, he also, like Hillary Clinton, built connections in upstate New York and across the state. And I think there are a lot of voters. We at North Country Public Radio spoke with P.J. Pritchard from the little town of Malone, New York. They just say that Donald Trump is their guy.
Well, we need to make America great again and make America the way it was when our fathers were there. It's just one of them things where I have a lot of faith in them, and you got to get the immigrants out of here. In order for that to happen, you need somebody to step up and have the power to get them out.
Brian Mann, how does a candidate like John Kasich do in the state of New York?
Well, he's actually doing pretty well here. The problem, of course, is that he and Ted Cruz are both kind of running neck and neck in, you know, second and third place. And that split, it's kind of the classic thing that we've seen this whole Republican primary. They're splitting the opposition almost perfectly. And that's leaving Donald Trump with a lot of clear running room. And so, yeah, his message has resonated with some voters here. But he and Cruz are looking to kind of battle each other right out of the running.
Now, one of the differences between New York State and pretty much all the other states that we've had up until now in the primaries and the caucuses is that it is extremely expensive to advertise statewide there because of New York City mainly. Could a candidate, though, run basically their entire campaign in New York State in New York City and forget about the rest of the state because there are so many people there in the city?
You know, New York City is obviously, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in New York politics. And I have to say also, this is a big election where social media is really playing such a huge role that I'm not even sure that kind of dollars and cents calculation that we usually make for these expensive, you know, politics states really matter that much. The Facebook, Twitter, it's lit up here. This is a different kind of primary. It's getting closer and it's pretty fierce.
Brian Mann from North Country Public Radio joining us from Saranac Lake, New York. Brian, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.